Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. And I've got my partner here, Claudia Renee. Say hello.
Hello, partner.
So we're going to jump into lesson 197. It can be but my gratitude I earn. So before we begin, let's take a moment for a good short pause and come together for a moment of silence. It can be, but my gratitude I earn. Here is the second step we take to free your mind from the belief in outside force pitted against your own. You make attempts at kindness and forgiveness, yet you turn them to attack again unless you find external gratitude and lavish thanks. Your gifts must be received with honor, lest they be withdrawn. And so you think God's gifts are loans at best, at worst, deceptions, which would cheat you of defenses to ensure that when he strikes, he will not fail to kill.
How easily are God and guilt confused by those who know not what their thoughts can do. Deny your strength, and weakness must become salvation to you. See yourself as bound, and bars become your home. Nor will you leave the prison house or claim your strength until guilt and salvation are not seen as one and freedom and salvation are perceived as joined, with strength beside them to be sought and claimed and found and fully recognized.
The world must thank you when you offer it release from your illusions. Yet your thanks belong to you as well. For its release can only mirror yours. Your gratitude is all your gifts require, that they be a lasting offering of a thankful heart released from hell forever. It is this you would undo by taking back your gifts, because they were not honored. It is your honor. It is you who honor them and give them fitting thanks, for it is you who have received the gifts.
It does not matter if another thinks your gifts unworthy. In his mind, there is a part that joins with yours in thanking you. It does not matter if your gifts seem lost and ineffectual. They are received where they are given. In your gratitude, they are accepted universally and thankfully acknowledged by the heart of God himself. And would you take them back when he has gratefully accepted them?
God blesses every gift you give to him, and every gift is given him because it can be given only to yourself, and what belongs to God must be his own. Yet you will never realize his gifts are sure, eternal, changeless, limitless, forever giving out, extending love, and adding to your never-ending joy while you forgive but to attack again.
Withdraw the gifts you give, and you will think that what is given you has been withdrawn. But learn to let forgiveness take away the sins you think you see outside yourself, and you can never think the gifts of God are lent, but for a little while before he snatches them away again in death. For death will have no meaning for you then.
And with the end of this belief is fear forever over. Thank yourself for this, for he is grateful only unto God, and he gives thanks for you unto himself. To everyone who lives will Christ yet come, for everyone must live and breathe in him. His being in his Father is secure because their will is one. Their gratitude to all they have created has no end, for gratitude remains a part of love.
Thanks be to you, the Holy Son of God, for as you were created, you contain all things within yourself, and you are still as God created you, nor can you dim the light of your perfection. In your heart, the heart of God is laid. He holds you dear because you are himself, All gratitude belongs to you because of what you are.
Give thanks as you receive it. Be you free of all ingratitude to anyone who makes yourself complete, and from this self is no one left outside. Give thanks for all the countless channels which extend this self. All that you do is given unto him. All that you think can only be his thoughts, sharing with him the holy thoughts of God. Earn now the gratitude you have denied yourself when you forgot the function God has given you, but never think that he has ever ceased to offer thanks to you. It can be but my gratitude I earn. Let's take a good deep breath and pause again for a moment as we consider this lesson. It can be but my gratitude I earn. You know, when I was first beginning to study the Course in Miracles, I would run into some of this languaging. And so when it would say, it can be but my gratitude, I would have trouble trying to, what does that mean? And one of my wonderful mentors gave me the gift of saying, you know, when you see the word but, just change it to the word only and see if it makes sense to you. And so if we said, it can be only my gratitude I earn, you can see how simple, really, this lesson is. But it's not simple just because we change the word. It's simple because that is the truth. The truth will set you free. Thoughts are things. We keep going back to these simple principles over and over and over. Thoughts are things. The truth, only the truth is true. A Course in Miracles is full of these true thought principles, and we illuminate them, and I'm not finding the right word, but we look to these principles, and Claudia and I teach this on a continuous basis because these principles have changed our lives. I want to just jump real quick to paragraph 7, and that's on page 324 if you're reading the Course in Miracles JCIM edition, Course in Miracles Society edition. He's saying, and with the end of this belief is fear forever over. The belief that's really going away here is separation, that I'm separate from God, that I can be harmed by another or whatever we might think it to be. And he's saying, then thank yourself, and that's a capital S self for this. And so what is the self? The self is the true self, capital T, capital S, true self. And in A Course in Miracles, we also refer to this as the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is your guide, or the capital V, voice for God. And so sometimes I struggle with that a little bit because I do feel like there is some separation, so to speak, between my true self and the Holy Spirit. But then again, there can't be, can there? Because simply it's impossible to be separated from anything. But this individuation of the true self, the Holy Spirit being the guide leading us back to the true self, we could say that that true self then could be called the Christ consciousness, or the Christed self. But that self, that capital S self, is what we're getting in touch with. And of course, in Miracles, Jesus tells us quite plainly that the Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind. So he ties them together very succinctly there in the teaching in the textbook, telling us that our right mind, our true self, our Christed self, is in fact the Holy Spirit. And it's the voice that we can accept as our voice and can begin to express as ourself.
So profound. That is so beautiful. So much is coming up for me, and starting with gratitude for how just that little tip at the very beginning, when you see the word but, you know, replace it with only. You told me that years ago, and how much, you know, that truly helped me. And I guess the energy that comes up for me in this reading is so profound. Some of the spiritual truths that are coming up for me are, you are as God created you, and like this idea or this sense of, you know, thank you. Oh, no, thank you. oh, no, 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 thank you. You know, that little skit that we sometimes playfully, you know, have heard or seen somewhere. And that's what I'm imagining, just like in this oneness, even though there's still that sense of separation, you know, God, Holy Spirit, and each of us being as God created us to be, when we come from that place, it's like, how can we but feel gratitude or only feel gratitude? Because it becomes our divine recognition of one another. And so what comes up for me in this reading is the idea we are all as God created us. And even those moments when we're misinterpreted and maybe somebody misinterprets a gesture that we have, whether or not it's received the way we intended it, this is saying, no, it is given. It is received on some level as you gave it. And so the idea of innocence, the idea of regarding all with innocence, including ourselves, and also the true thought principle of giving and receiving as being one. Those are the things that were percolating as we were reading this.
Yeah, good point. You know, it also, this kind of takes me back as I'm, you know, taking in what you're sharing. Kind of takes me back too to the whole idea of worship of God. Mm-hmm. You know, that we would beseech God or give favor, or that we need to worship God, that God needs our gratitude, right? And that's a lie at the end of the day, because God is whole, God is perfect love. It needs nothing. If God is all that is, and you and God are one, then the only gratitude you could ever really give, if you're giving any at all, would be to yourself, right? Because whoever you're giving that gratitude to is a part of you as well. Mm-hmm. Just as they're a part of God, you're a part of God, so you and that one also are together. And so when you see another and you give them thanks or gratitude, in whatever form it might take, it's really yourself that you're blessing, because you're seeing love and appreciation from someone else, and it's really you giving appreciation to yourself. And at the same time, you're giving it to God. So when we think about prayer, and of course in Miracles, as he takes us through the prayer in the latter book, the Manual for Teachers, ultimately he leads us to the point of understanding that true prayer is just simply a song of gratitude, right? And if we can accept that and say, okay, true prayer is just simply a song of gratitude, then I'm grateful for everything, because everything is one with me, a part of me. It's all alive, everything I'm experiencing in this third dimensional world. It's all real as I'm experiencing it as my reality, right? There is something beyond it, because my limited sense of senses is limiting my ability to grasp what I'm experiencing. And so I see it in the three dimensions, or I like to say four because I like to include time in it, but we know time is illusion as well. But ultimately, I am one with all of that. And once I can embrace all of that, and I can get in touch with this higher self, this true self, this right mind, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than my right mind, when I can allow that self to be expressed, and that's what he's saying in the next paragraph, as he's saying in paragraph 8, he's saying, thanks be to you, the Holy Son of God, for as you were created, you contain all things within yourself. And you are still as God created you, nor can you dim the light of your perfection. In your heart, the heart of God is laid. In your heart, the heart of God is laid. So it's taking us from the two-ness ultimately to the oneness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So gratitude is a prayer, ultimately. And it's the only true prayer. When we let go of all of the illusions of the small separated self, there's nothing but gratitude to feel, to know, express, sing, that tonality, that attunement, that beautiful expression, energy and vibration. And in that expression, as you said, giving and receiving are one. We get to receive it all.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love the line, they are received where they are given.
They are received where they are given.
Yeah. And you know, teaching a method of prayer that you're familiar with that I have taught for years, you know, spiritual mind treatment, that religious science or Ernest Holmes, you know, created these steps of treatment, and the last step is gratitude. And how I teach it is I infuse gratitude in all the steps, you know, and how grateful I am to recognize God, and to how grateful I am that God and I are one. And I'm grateful for this remembering and the realization and the remembering that occurs from that consciousness of oneness. And gratefully, I release this prayer because I know it returned. It's already done in the mind of God. Isn't that cool? I'm so grateful. You know, like infusing it with the attitude, I believe that gratitude is causative. And that it, like everything truly, but it's a cause to get behind, well, you know, and to yeah. focus on.
Yeah, I think that's where you're actually engaging in the creation of heaven on earth.
Mm.
Because you're the energy of the creator. You are the creator. Yeah. So when you're singing the song of gratitude, if we truly look around and move beyond the perception of the small self, which sees danger, which sees fear, which sees attack, which sees all kinds of stuff, that's just its own imaging. Beyond all of that, there is only perfection. There is only love. There is only a song of gratitude to express because of that. And so we're looking, as you say, in your spiritual mind treatment, I know there are steps through it, but basically you're looking past all of that. You're transcending all of the perceptions of the small self, moving to the higher self and knowing in that self, everything's divine. It already is.
Yeah, the truth is.
The truth is true.
Yeah.
Only the truth is true.
And the truth is if I'm focused on gratitude, there's no room for judgment. I can't be in judgment. I can't be in fear or attack.
Right. And if I am, it's on me, right? If I am in fear, if I am in attack, if I am in judgment, and that's why we say forgiveness is moving back before we gave judgment.
So speak about it is but my gratitude I earn. How do you earn that?
Well, you earn it when you let go of the small-minded ideas, right? That's the work. That's the hard work of letting go of my ideas of what I want or what the world should be or what's going to make me happy and yada, 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 because that is a small, separated self. And its construct of happiness is all of its imaginations of feeling safe through its own creation. By protecting itself from other people, from the government in the world today. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. It's a crazy time, right? So, yeah, it's absolutely a mind that bases all of its perceptions about what feeling good or what feeling safe and what feeling happy. Those are all individuated constructs of being self. So that self can feel, I'm saying, I'm so grateful, you know, I'm blessed and I'm having all these experiences and I'm good. Are you really saying that's what the lesson was yesterday? Are you really saying then that you're better off because somebody else is suffering?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're better off. You can see somebody else suffering and you're better off because they're than them. And you've been blessed somehow that somebody has given you something, or you've constructed a life that protects you and they weren't smart enough or worthy enough or whatever you come up with. That's all bullshit. We're all in the same soup together. We're all in exactly the same boat, going down the same river together. There is nobody that's worse off or better off. It's just your perception of that. And I remember you and I went to Panama one time, and we saw all these people who, by our standards here in the Western culture, could say, well, they were living in very poorly, right? They had chickens
poverty.
Running around all over the place, and they're basically living in poverty. But you know what? They were some of the happiest people that we knew, that we'd met. I mean, everywhere we went, everybody was actually pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of fell in love with the Panama. We're talking about not Panama, Florida. We're talking about Panama in Central America. Yeah. You remember that? So our perception of what happiness is was completely different. And we could look at them and say they weren't living as well as we are. And that's bullshit. That's just the small-minded self. So when we let go of that and we begin to see through the prism of the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, as we begin to see through those eyes, if you will, that mind, then we only would express joy because now we can see that everything is truly divine as it's unfolding.
Mm. Mm.
So you want to share anything else before we close?
I'm just so very grateful for this experience and for the vibratory field that is established by our coming together and all of those who are joining with us. Yeah. I feel an incredible sense of gratitude and oneness.
Well, I'm so grateful because I feel like a new invigoration of energy that you're joining me and doing these workbook lessons and our conversations. Really, I just keep getting all of this great stuff coming through, and your profound understanding of this is helping me to see this in new ways, and it's fantastic. I mean, I'm very grateful for you.
I'm so happy
to be joined with me here. So we're going to continue our journey together at True Thought Spiritual Community, and you can find us at truththought.org, and our website is in the process. It's under construction as we speak. We're hoping to have it up this week. I think we're going to actually have our service available this Sunday on our YouTube channel, and we're going to get some emails out to those of us that are, you know, been in communication over these last few weeks, months, and years. And we're very excited to be launching our new ministry, and so I just want to plug that a little bit here as we close. God bless you guys. Have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns.